JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 2. The Beginnings of Judaism, Abraham and Sarah.
Have you ever wondered about the Jewish people? A very, very old and ancient people, seen everybody come and go. Persecuted, scattered, derided, and nevertheless, in a great extent, triumphant. The story of the Jewish people is really the story of civilization and of the tenacity of a people to remain faithful to its God and its destiny and to know its history. In all due modesty, I'm going to try and tell you some of the history of this wonderful people, misunderstood many times, but it is really the driving force in much of civilization. Our history begins with our father Abraham and our mother Sarah. They live in Mesopotamia, in the Fertile Crescent, and they wander. They wander their entire lives. Now, rabbis have taught us that what happened to our fathers and mothers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to Sarah, and Rebecca, and Rachel, and Leah, and Bilhah, and Zilpah, that's an example, a model, so to speak, a paradigm for what happens to the Jewish people throughout all of the centuries of our existence. And therefore, we also are a people of wanderers. We've been all over the world. We're still scattered all over the world. So what unites us? What is the core of our existence? Well, the core of our existence is the belief that Abraham and Sarah created for us, the belief in a monotheism, in one God, a universal God that's a God for every human being, and in a moral code, and in being good and kind to others. They lived in a world where human life had no value. Judaism preaches that human life is the supreme value. In a world where everybody had their own personal gods and you could make it up to fit your own definition of what a God should do for you, Abraham said there's only one God and he makes the definition, not man. And we have to therefore serve him. That's really the core of Judaism. Another point in the life of Abraham and Sarah is that their children didn't always turn out the way they wanted them to be. That happens often in life, but it certainly happens often in Jewish life. The Jewish people have spawned and continue to spawn many people who are Jewish in origin and turn out to be anti-Jewish in their behavior, in their speech, and in their actions. So we have to learn to live with that too, just as Abraham had to learn to live with it. And we should not become discouraged because of it, but we should pursue the matter so that we really are the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, Leah, Bilhah, and Zilpah. Thank you for watching. My name is Beryl Wine.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.